So this is Joe from New Gamer Nation here with the Turtle Beach people. Now, why don't you let us know what you have here at the show?
We have a ton of stuff here at the show. We're actually demoing four of our new wireless headsets, which is pretty exciting. One thing I'd like to point out is that these are wireless headsets that we are demoing on the floor of PAX East, where your cell phone probably doesn't work, but the headsets work fine. So we have the X32, the X42, the XP300, XP400. We've also got a short line of mobile headsets that we're showing here at the show.
Can you tell me more about the mobile headsets? Is that designed for mobile gaming?
They are designed for mobile gaming and mobile phones. This is our M5. It is an over-the-ear mobile headset. It features a four-pole connection, so you could use it with something like an iPad, iPhone, whatever. It's also got the multifunction button, so you can hang up on people when they get annoying. You can stop your music, whatever. It's got 40-millimeter drivers, super, super lightweight. Folds like this, so you can rest it around your shoulders if you want to take it off for a minute. Why you would, I don't know, but you could. Sounds fantastic.
What has been the feedback today from your customers?
So far, everybody hates everything, pretty much.
Excellent.
The worst headsets ever.
Exactly.
No, actually, it's been universally positive. People walk up and they put on a wireless headset and it works on the show floor. And they are, for the most part, just blown away that it works on a show floor. And then they're like trying to tweet it out and they're like, but it won't work! And so it's pretty cool that, you know, to see that reaction with people.
Why would you have someone who hasn't bought a headset yet, how are they going to go to your product? What are you going to tell them?
Okay, so there's a few things. The story that we want people to understand is playing with a headset is better than not playing with a headset. You go out and you spend $1 zillion on a TV, and it's huge and it's awesome and it looks beautiful. And it has speakers in it that cost about 4 cents each, and they sound awful. Now, you could go out and buy a $10,000 surround sound system, and you could pay somebody to configure it properly and let them drill the holes in your walls so they can measure the density of the walls. And they could measure your furniture, and they could give you a little tiny box in which you could sit. And that would be your sweet spot. And that would be about $10,000. Or you could spend about $200 on a headset that would sound just as good, and you could walk around your house in it and not be the only person who could sit in that sweet spot. So that's number one. Headsets are awesome in general. They make your game better. We have 37 years of audio experience. We've been around since 1975. The average person in this category has about 37 months of audio experience, and we have never done anything but audio. It's all we do now. We literally only make gaming headsets. Other companies that make headsets, it's a sideline. They make mouse keyboard products. They make controllers. They make all sorts of stuff. And headsets are just this other thing that they do to make some more money. But this is all we do, and we do it really, really well. So we have the features that our competitors do not have. We have sound quality that is absolutely unparalleled in gaming, and we know this space really well.
What is the difference between your regular headsets and your Modern Warfare branded headsets?
So the Modern Warfare 3 headsets were developed in conjunction with Sledgehammer Games, Infinity Ward, and Activision. Some of them, for instance, like the Delta, actually have voice prompts on them, so they speak to you and they talk to you in the voices of game characters. They have presets that were designed by the audio teams there. They come with some exclusive downloadable content, and they feature really cool Modern Warfare 3 branding. Two of the top-end ones, the Bravo and the Delta, also come in really slick cases. So just, it's upfitting on them, a few basic changes from the standard models.
Did you guys have any specials going on for PAX?
We have some pretty sick specials going on for PAX. We're offering 20% off on all of our product line that we have here, which is not sold out because people have come by like crazy and bought it all up. And we're also running social media flash sales, so anybody who follows us on Turtle Beach Twitter and Facebook can actually, if they're here at the show, they can retweet or share something that we've put up and get up to 35% off on some of the products.
So that's at Turtle Beach?
It's at Turtle Beach on Twitter and facebook.com/Turtle Beach.
All right, so thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.